The 19th season of the Michigan Shakespeare Festival begins in Jackson today. The schedule includes Twelfth Night, along with the lesser-known King John. The festival rounds out with Oliver Goldsmith's She Stoops to Conquer. Current State Scott Pohl went to Jackson to talk with Artistic Director Janice Blixt about the season. She describes Twelfth Night as one of Shakespeare's funniest comedies. This staging is modernized with 1970s piano rock music.
There's a shipwreck, so people are in the wrong place. There is a set of twins who get mistaken for one another. There are lovers who get confused and end up falling in love with the wrong people. There's a drunken clown. There's a singing and wise fool. All of these tropes. There's a pirate. All of these things come together in Twelfth Night for a very silly show.
I want to ask you about King John, too. And when you tell me about the story of King John, I'd also like to learn the degree to which you feel that since it's not produced very often, that you have any sense of obligation to use period costumes presented as Shakespeare wrote it. Is that part of what's going on with your production?
Not at all. Yes, that was a consideration. That was a discussion that since this is a seldom done show, should we do it in kind of the Elizabethan look? For instance, 2 years ago, we did Molière's Tartuffe, and we had not done a Molière at the festival before, and we decided if we're going to do this, we're going to do this right. So the production of Tartuffe looked very 18th century. We had the wigs and the high-heeled shoes and the giant dresses, and it was beautiful and lush and amazing. Well, we came upon King John. King John is a play with great characters in it, some terrific speeches, and really good scenes. But it doesn't tend to hang together as a show as well as many other of the histories, simply because so much of it was known to an Elizabethan audience. So Shakespeare didn't feel the need to plug it all together. A lot of modern audiences wouldn't be familiar with the family of Henry II, who was John's father. Henry II was married to Eleanor of Aquitaine. If you've seen the movie The Lion in Winter, that's them. They had sons, Richard the Lionhearted, who was Richard I. They had a son, Geoffrey, who died, and they had a son, John. John was the youngest. John was very much the mother's favorite, Eleanor's favorite, and was not considered a very strong personal character. His brother, Richard, the king, was considered quite the dashing and noble king. So upon his death and the death of Geoffrey, when John became king, he was automatically painted as weak. Now, historically, he was. He lost most of the land in France that the English monarchy had put together. He was forced to sign the Magna Carta. All of these things that kind of showed him to be a weak king. At the time this play starts, John is king. His mother is still alive, but both of his brothers are dead. His brother Geoffrey's widow is pushing for her son Arthur to be made king. And we worked very hard to try and connect those dots for people. So the director, who is John Neville Andrews, he has very much modernized it, but it doesn't necessarily look like our 2013 world. It's a little heightened because we are talking about royal characters. We are talking about bigger-than-life personas. A lot of the costuming is bigger than life. Someone would not wear a gray charcoal suit in this show. They will have a lavender suit in this show, kind of a thing. But the look of it is very modern, very clean-lined, very streamlined to try and make it all about the storytelling, to make it clearer for a modern audience.
I think some of our listeners might need something of a history lesson on Oliver Goldsmith. Tell me about Oliver Goldsmith.
Oliver Goldsmith was a playwright of the 18th century. He wrote She Stoops to Conquer in 1774. And it was a huge hit. Everyone wanted to see this, and everyone wanted to see it multiple times, and it was gigantic. It was classified at the time as a satire, as a farce, as a comedy of manners, as a romantic comedy. So our She Stoops to Conquer, when you come see it, and I hope you all will, it's a beautiful kind of 1950s, a mixture of Father Knows Best and I Love Lucy. It's got that slight Happy Days quality to it, and it's set in the late 50s, And it's very bright and fun and silly and jazzy. And we felt that bringing out those elements of it would be better than setting it historically, which can oftentimes make it a museum piece.
Tell me about casting a production like this. Do you have actors in more than one play, perhaps all three plays? How does that work?
Our entire company is hired as a company to do all three shows. At this moment, there is one actor who's in King John who isn't in the other shows because he's a young actor and it's the only show that has a child in it. But everyone else in the company is in each of the shows. We end up seeing usually between 300 and 500 people a year in these auditions. One of my goals has been to try and bring Michigan actors who have left Michigan to go to New York or Chicago or LA and to bring them back for a season. So last year, David Turrentine, who is from the Holland area, came back to play Richard III. This year, we have Caleb Probst, who is from Okemos, and he's been out in Chicago and he's been in New York for the past few years. He has come back, and he is playing Andrew Aguecheek in Twelfth Night and The Dauphin. And we have Melanie Keller. She's playing Viola for us. Her entire family is in Albion. Her parents went to Albion High. Her grandfather was the head of languages at Albion College. And she has come in to do this. And so that's how we try and create a company. Our designers are, again, from all over the region, and they come together with us every year. One of the things that shows the incredible skill of our design staff is they have to create three shows with three very different looks, directed oftentimes by different people, and do it in a way that we can switch between shows in an hour. And so our scenic designer, Jeremy Hopgood, is amazing at this. He is amazing at figuring out how to create a full and alive and lush production that can go away in a half hour because another show has to come in. And we do it in rep. One of the reasons that we've over the years have decided to do it this way as opposed to opening one show, running it a weekend, opening another show, opening it, running it a weekend, running them in rep is that people can come in, they can see a different show Friday night and two different shows on Saturday and go home. We have people who come in, get a hotel room, and see three shows. Or we have people who just come in on a Saturday and see two shows and come back a different weekend to see another.
The 19th season of the Michigan Shakespeare Festival begins with a preview performance of Twelfth Night, Thursday at 7:30 at the Potter Center on Emmons Road at Jackson Community College, now known as Jackson College. And the rest of the season includes King John and She Stoops to Conquer. Artistic Director Janice Blixt, thank you.
Thank you very much, and I really hope that you can all come out and see these shows. We are so proud of them, and we're so proud of our Michigan audiences.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.